G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 2. I'm John Barker and joining me out of his sick bed in to get the Winning Post out and get the podcast on the air is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, another big meeting in Queensland. This one's on the Sunshine Coast. No Group 1s, but plenty of runners and you would think plenty of value.
Yeah, it's a big card. Obviously, it's going to be interesting to see how the track comes up. We're looking at it's a heavy 9 at the moment, so around Thursday lunchtime, but I think fine weather today and tomorrow. The problem is that they've got a meeting on Friday, so you can imagine the track being chopped up to some degree, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays. But big fields, and I guess everyone in Queensland's just got their fingers crossed for the next 7 days weather-wise, because we just don't want any rain leading into Stradbroke Day at Doomben.
What's the rail situation after? I mean, they've got 18 to face the starter in a couple of these races. No room to move the rail after Friday's meeting.
It's a big track. I mean, if they have 18, I'm not sure what the limit is there with their rail placement. But I mean,
it's true at the Friday meeting, is it? Rail true and
that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't looked at that, but it does cop a fair bit of racing, Sunshine Coast. I mean, they race once a week at least, and it's a pretty good track. So if you're going to have a backup day, it's probably at that sort of a track. It copes pretty well, as long as the weather, I guess, is fine today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll take you right through the black type at the Sunshine Coast. There are a couple of Group 2s later on the program, but we start in Race 3, Brackenridge Tavern, The Phoenix, for 2-year-olds. 1600. This one, listed race at set weights. Any of these, I guess the winner of this could back up into the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, look, it's come up pretty thin on paper. A late entry, which is a maiden, Commander, I think, has come up around $4.40. So it tells you the strength of the field. I've gone to number 9, Miss Louisiana. She is a maiden. She trialled pretty well at Deegan the other day. She's trained by Anthony Friedman. She was all right at Flemington behind Vacillator in stakes company and then ran on well at a maiden at Bendigo. I think the mile will just suit her nicely. And as I said, off the back of a pretty good trial, I've gone her way from number 2, Secudo. He's a deserved favourite. Missed out in the Fernhill, went back to a maiden at Newcastle and was a dominant winner. In for third, number 7, Commander, the maiden I spoke of. His two runs have been pretty good. Certainly warrants a crack at this race. And number 11, another late entry, Yamazaki, I've thrown in for fourth. I'm risking that's the form from the 1400 metre race at this track a couple of weeks ago, where number 1 beat home number 5. They came home pretty slow time there. I'm willing to risk that form.
Race 4 at the Sunshine Coast on Saturday is the Fuji Xerox Sunshine Coast Oxlade Stakes. This one's for two-year-olds as well, but it's over 1,200. It's also at set weights.
Goal number 1, Only Wanna Sing. I thought his run in the Del Rello was pretty good. He looked to have his chance in the Champagne Classic, but they went along at a good clip there. He might just not have been able to finish off that good tempo. That was a Group 2 race. The winner, Zusain, ran second in the sires last week. So the form's pretty good, and I think he might find this a shade easier, number 1, to beat. 8, Granny Red Shoes was excellent in a listed race last time, coming from last, chasing home Earways. That form should be good. 5, Magic Fox, I liked before the debut run. I thought he did enough there. Went back to a maiden, got the job done. And 9, Clockwise, she has been a model of consistency, yet to run a bad race, and back to her home track, she has to be included.
Race 5, first of the Group 2s, is the Bradford Access Insulation PJ O'Shea Stakes, over 2,200 metres. Well, on this weekend last year, Egg Tart won over 2,200 metres in the Queensland Oaks, and just had such a similar profile to Winx that she was hailed by many as the next Winx, and has not won since, Joel. And $1.65 to win on Saturday.
Yeah, they're asking you to take a short quote, aren't they? Look, I just couldn't possibly have it at that price. She's probably the most logical winner off of her Doomben Cup run, which was good. And she's going to get significant given the ground. You look, she's 3 from 3 on heavy, so that could be the key. Look, she's hard to beat. Couldn't possibly take that price. For that reason, I'm happy to tip Gallic Chieftain at $9 or $10 each way. I don't think he was well suited last Saturday in the Premier's Cup. He had the big weight, wide draw around Doomben. He finished 10th, but wasn't really disgraced and probably wasn't overly knocked about. I know this is a weight for age race, but he is better suited under these conditions than in a handicap, especially around Doomben. His previous two wins were strong, so happy to back him each way from 7 Egg Tart. 4 Mega Blast, if the track stays in that heavy range, that'll suit him. He is a real mudlark from New Zealand. And number 1, 1 Foot in Heaven, might be an improver up in distance and onto a track with Given It.
Race 6 at the Sunshine Coast on Saturday is the Sunshine Coast Honda Lightning Handicap 1,000 metre listed race.
Got my number 4, Snoopy. I thought he was really good first up in the Bat Out of Hell. 900 was looked a bit short for him on paper, but he trialled well and he ran right up to that trial. He only goes up 100 metres here, but he's been kept fresh. I think he'll be strong off a good pace to beat 2 Nieta. 1,000 metres suits, as does Wet Ground. 7 Tumblers, very talented, but she's obviously got her issues. She's won 7 from 10. We haven't seen her since August last year. And 3 Grasita, next best.
Race 7 is the second of the Group 2s. It's the UBet Morton Cup, previously known as the QTC Cup. And this is a 1,200 metre Group 2.
3 Calander. Not going to be easy first up, but he's had a good grounding. His two trials have been good. He's a really consistent galloper. He's won 6 from 16. His last start win in the listed takeover target stakes was good. That was before a spell. He's on top from 4 Legless Verve. She was a late entry for this. She was originally set to go around in the mare's race. Look, she beat home Padrina in the Sankster. That form's good. She can improve. 2 The Monstar, loves Wet Ground. He'll give a good sight. And 6 Handsome Thief, dropping back from the Goodwood, next best.
Last, we finish off with 2 18 horse fields. Well, 23 and 24, but to be trimmed to 18, a maximum of 18 by Saturday. Race 8 is the Kendrick Racing Helen Coghlan Stakes, 1,200 metres listed for fillies and mares.
I'll give a 9 River Racer another chance. She hasn't been too far away at her past couple, and she gets onto a wet track. I think that's the key for her in a tough race. From 20 Platinum Angel, if she gets a run, I believe this is the race they'll go to. She was a late entry for the earlier race, but I think if she gets a run, she might turn up here. 5 Just Dreaming looks well placed, and 7 Test the World, next best.
She has got a run already. There's two out there.
Yeah, I reckon she'll probably go around here.
Race 9, the Wharf Mooloolabah Spear Chief Handicap, 1,400 metre listed race.
Yeah, look, a very tough race to finish. Number 1, Ullman on top for me. He's got a big weight. He's so honest, though, and gee, he ran on well at Doomben first up. 14 Noir, I believe, might be out.
It is out, yes.
So 17 Bell Fly gets promoted for me. I think he's a good roughie. He always bobs up sort of when he's least expected. He's a real model of consistency. 15 Order again in for third. And for fourth, we'll throw in number 9, Dreams of Plenty.
And Joel's best was race 7, number 3, Calander. His value bet race 6, number 4, Snoopy in Melbourne on Saturday. We're racing on the green, green grass of the valley. Hasn't been galloped on. Well, it's been galloped on. Hasn't been raced on for 10 weeks. And plenty of horses coming to the party on Saturday. Joel, what value have you found for us there?
Look, I've made my best 60s groove, race 6, number 12. I've got a big opinion of this import of Darren Weirs. Seen all his replays from England. He's got a stack of talent. I reckon he'll measure up here. He's my best. My value is race 7, number 2, Pilo Desai. 2 runs at 1,400 metres have been good. Step up to 2,000, I think, will really suit him third up.
Yeah, William Thomas, I think, has better things in his future, this 3-year-old, to win. That's race 2, number 1. And I'm with you, Pilo Desai, for my value bet. Sydney, they are racing at Rose Hill Gardens. What do you got there?
New Universe, my best, race 8, number 14. He's a tricky customer. They're sort of still trying to work out whether he's a miler or a get-back run-on sprinter. I think he's the latter. Can just see him settling closer from the good gate on Saturday. 1,400 metres should be ideal. 11 Noir, I'm scared of. I thought she was going to go to Brisbane. Obviously, she's out there and will run in Sydney. She'll be hard to beat, but I just hope New Universe just gets the right sort of run and it can be his day on Saturday. My value is Dagny. Race 5, number 10. Thought she'd come up better odds than she has, around the $6.50 mark. She's got the nice pull in the weights on some of her leading, or some of the main chances. Thought her 2 runs back have been good. She ran on nicely last start, the 1,800 metres. She did win at that distance last prep, so it should suit her nicely third up.
Alrighty, they are racing again on the Parks track at Morfordville in Adelaide, and I can tell you that one of James Jordan's two gems is race 6, number 9, Via Balciano, which is also a selection of Paul Richo Richards. And Richo's best race 4, number 8, Hardington. Value bet race 8, number 3, French Rock. You like anything in Morfordville, John?
No, nothing at Adelaide this week.
All right, well, Belmont, again, is the venue for Perth racing on Saturday. There is a Group 3 race, race 7, the Belmont Sprint over 1,400 metres, and BJ Ryan sees that as a battle between the two resuming horses who had a few good battles over the spring and summer, and that's number 3, Material Man, number 1, Poonamoo. And he's going for 3, Material Man, to beat 1, Poonamoo. Sees Enticing Star, the very, very impressive undefeated horse, bobs up again here in going through the grades, this time in a benchmark 72+, still only 55.5. And that's race 6, number 8, should be winning again. And another one who should be winning is race 1, number 3, Fabergino. Front runner Smash the Clock winning first up at Ascot, and the place getters both subsequent city winners. BJ's value bet was Material Man. His best, in fact, race 3, number 4, Come Play With Me, a moral beaten last start at Ascot, and Willie Pike jumps on fresh from 6 winners last Saturday, also of course the rider of Enticing Star. In New Zealand, Joel, much reminiscent of when they race at Benalla and Ballina in Australia, which a certain Benalla expat of ours reckons happens all the time. We race at Whanganui and Whingatui.
Yep, Whanganui in the north. My best is in the listed Castletown Stakes for two-year-olds, race 4, number 8, Zanaya. Expensive filly, she's well-bred by Zoostar. She's the half to Shooting to Win and Deep Field. I thought she did more than enough on debut. If you had heard the interview pre-race from trainer Stephen Marsh, it was suggested that she would improve heaps off of that, and I'd be tipping this as a target race for her deep into the two-year-old season. As I said, with her breeding on her side, I think a nice bit of black type will suit her, so she's on top for me. She's the best. My value is Lady Painton, race 8, number 4. Loves seriously wet tracks, which they're going to get there on Saturday, and gets the claim. She'll go around with 52 kilos. The last start winner should be very hard to beat. Whingatui in the South Island. My best bet is Juliet to break through for a maiden win. It was a good effort first up. That was her first run down in the South. That's race 5, number 8. And my bet, my value is Londonderry Air, race 8, number 4. First up over a mile. Did run very well. Fresh at a mile last prep. And does like the testing conditions.
All right, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Still only $5, all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and some really good features this week. Richo's done a great story about a bloke I didn't know much about. I was just certainly looking back through the looking through the Miller's Guide. You'd see the name Ray Togo Johnston, Johnston, yes, many times. Because the Miller's Guide, of course, had the English Derby winners with the Australian jockeys highlighted. But his story is a fascinating one, and Richo brings that to us this week. We've got a tribute to the top old-school racing journo, Ronnie Taylor. We've got Stephen Pateman's column. We've got part two of the of Shane Templeton's wrap-up of the Royal School scandal from back in 1972, and plenty more, all your usual favourites as well, and only $5. Best $20 bet for the weekend. There were those two standouts last week, Lucky for All and 50 Stars, and of course I went for the one that didn't win. I'm going for a fairly safe one again this week. That's race 2, number 1 at the Valley, William Thomas. John?
Well, Young Star was able to get up last week, an amazing win. Still don't know how she got there, but she did. Look, I reckon go on definitely on an each way basis, because you can get 9 or 10 to 1, but I like the look of 60s Groove. I think you run very well. Race 6, the Valley, number 12.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.